Cran, round 8, Dragons going to it, bottom of the league, without a win. I suppose, from Wasps' point of view, you just need another strong, confident performance in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, definitely. And in particular, as you just said, in front of a home crowd, because we've shown our strength away, definitely. But now we want to put on some of these good performances we've been having elsewhere in front of all our home Wasps fans. And I think particularly after such a good win against Storm last week, you know, we really had a turning point in that game. And I think to kind of leave that as how we want to go on, I think it's really important we cement things in this second game following on from that strong performance.
From your point of view, how have things been building nicely at the Rico since that first game?
Things have been going so well. I know that all the fans that come have really, really enjoyed it. And hearing from some other girls and some of the other teams that have come to play us at the Rico, you know, they say it's such a good venue and they're so impressed with everything that's going on in the fan zone. And some of them are even commenting how intimidating they find it to play in, which is good news for us. We just need to make the most of it now.
As a team, have you felt the disappointment as you've finished the games at the Rico?
I mean, some of the games, yes. But I mean, it's kind of disappointment in the way that we just know we can play so much better. It's not completely a negative. Like, we've had some moments of brilliance and amazing quarters or amazing starts or ends to games that we've managed to see out. For example, our first home game against Mavs, that was a really exciting game in which we were able to actually grind out the win. And although it hasn't happened in other games, there's definitely been areas that have just been brilliant at the Rico, but we just now need to make sure that's consistent across all four quarters, I think.
We're approaching halfway now. Is a team morale there? Is it similar to what it was like at the start of the season?
Yeah, we've always been a close team, actually, right from the start. And although lots of the girls did know each other before, everyone really connected well right from the start of training because we got going quite early in September. And I think off court, definitely the team connection's there. We're just now starting to bring that connection to when we play and being able to have that same trust in each other off the court, on the court, to kind of let our game flow a bit, I think.
And you finally made your starting seven debut this season. Take me back. What was that like?
Oh, no, it was so good to get my debut against Stars the other week. You know, been working so hard training this year and, you know, in previous years. So it's kind of a nice reward for all the hard work that's been going on. So no, it was definitely good to get a run out.
We haven't spoken since the Fast Five was announced. How important are things like that going to be to take the game just that little bit further?
The Fast Five competition is so exciting, and I know people from all teams and all parts of netball are so excited about either going as a spectator, because obviously it's such a good entertainment event for people wanting to watch netball. It's so exciting. But also as players, I mean, lots of players don't get the opportunity to play Fast Five regularly. So I think it will be a good opportunity for the players too. But also the profile of the game, you know, being held at the O2 like that will just make netball, you know, on that next level up.
The game against Team Northumbria, that's going to be billed as, now that's what I call netball. That's a great idea. I just wondered who gets first choice on the bus and in the changing rooms of tunes?
Rachel Dunn's usually in charge of the tunes and getting that going. She has a playlist that we've all put in our songs, song recommendations for. So she usually gets that going, but no, that'll be a great event.
Dragons taking place today. Tickets available at waspsnetball.co.uk. How will you be going into that game? Quite confident?
Yeah, we've had a good week of training. I think we'll definitely go in with confidence and definitely want to try and put into place the game plan that we've come up with. Like I said, from that Storm game now, really using that as kind of ammunition to push us on and get our season fully in flow.